Reading from the Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still, and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I'm going now to prepare a place for you. After I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, for where I am you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Near the beginning of 2001, I was in Edinburgh in our priory when I was phoned by the superior of the Glasgow house, Father Gordian Marshall. And Gordian surprised me early in the morning by saying he'd like me to come over to Glasgow University, or rather to the city, to the old site of the university. And even more, he surprised me by asking me to wear the full Dominican habit. What was happening was that the university was celebrating its 550th anniversary. It was founded in 1451. And they decided, as part of the celebrations, to have a walk from the old site of the university, the old medieval site, which was near the Glasgow Cathedral, the medieval cathedral which still stands in Glasgow, all the way to the new site in the West End. They were going to do this late at night, and there's going to be a torchlight procession. There were at least 1,000 students who were gathered, all each one of them holding a burning torch, and Dominicans were meant to be at the front of this procession. We walked through the town centre of Glasgow down the main roads. And the reason the Dominicans were at the front is because Glasgow University, founded by Pope Nicholas V, he gave the first bull, originally used rooms in the Glasgow Blackfriars, the old Scottish name for Dominican priories. And in fact, the university remained very connected with Dominicans right through to the Reformation in 1560, when the Dominicans were turfed out. Even then, the university continued to use the lands of the Dominican order. And in fact, the university chapel remained, it was still called Blackfriars. And after the university moved in the 19th century to the West End, to Gilmer Hill, they left behind a Church of Scotland parish which is still called Blackfriars. In fact, a great deal of the area has been called Blackfriars, and the different teaches different ways, sometimes as a ward, sometimes as an area in Glasgow. And now there's new flats being built there called Blackfriar Flats, an old tradition. So there I went in the evening. It was bitterly cold, but off we marched, pipers in front of us, a few Glasgow kids who joined us despite being late at night, who were happily mocking the pipers and pointing at us, urchins. And we went and walked through the town centre, round through the Kelvin Grove Park, across the Kelvin River, up University Avenue into the huge buildings built by Sir Giles Scott, which are the centre of the university. And there Father Alan White gave a very interesting and quite amusing talk about the Dominicans and their connection with the university. I was quite disorientated by this. In the early morning I'd been having my breakfast, expecting a quiet day, and here I was, walking through the city of Glasgow in full habit. And as we crossed to Kelvin, I remembered my own university career. This is why I'd been invited, because I was only one of the Dominicans who actually studied at Glasgow University. But in fact, I barely graduated. I wasted a great deal of time. Although I did study, I did learn Latin and Greek, I walked out of what's called the honours class for no good reason. Looking back, you can see it was a crisis of faith, and also a great unhappiness which had seized me. I'd come to university expecting to discover the truth. I felt that in university I'd lost sight of the truth. And here's where it becomes relevant to today's reading. Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's the motto of Glasgow University since its foundation. Happily in Latin, it alliterates via veritas et vita. What's missing from the motto, though, is the crucial words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." I suppose that's why the motto survived. It survived the Reformation, the great period of the Enlightenment when Adam Smith, father of economics, was professor of moral philosophy at Glasgow, and through to the 19th century when it became a great technological and medical university, and through to the present day. You can still believe in the way, the truth, and the life, but you don't have to be a Christian. We hear the words, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And that's the journey we make, we Christians. And we hear too, he doesn't say a way, a truth, a life, but the way, the truth, the life. Because it's Christ who makes the journey. He's both the one who sends us on the way, and he is the way. And he's the one who's at the end of the journey. To find the truth is to find him. To find the truth too is to be sent on a journey by him and to walk with him. A strange journey where he is both walking with us, but also at the end. Where we're going is a place that he has made. The place where I am going. University itself is quite a lot of Catholics, a certain Catholic influence now, but certainly not what a medieval university was, a search for the truth to be found in Christ. In that sense, you might say the university, like all universities, has lost its way. So many universities, I'd say, not all, of course, but all universities, certainly in Britain, are secular. There's a few things like our own Blackfriars now in Oxford, which is part university but still has its own purposes. And it's true there's a great deal of knowledge to be found which doesn't need to refer directly to Christ. But really, for fulfillment, for purpose, for peace and happiness, we need to go to the place that he has made. "Do not let your heart be troubled," says Christ. That's part of the journey, because if we're in despair or doubt, we won't make progress. Hope brings us forward. Joy brings us forward. As Christ says, "Abram rejoiced in order that he might see my day." And all the things we seek, all the things we try to learn, all the wisdom of universities and colleges throughout the world never amount to anything without hope. There is a way. There is a truth. There is a life that lasts forever. We believe it is to be found in the place where he is going. So all our life is a journey. All our life is a walking and a seeking and a learning. Most of all, a hoping. As another Scotsman said, "It is better to travel hopefully than to arrive." It's rather foolish, because in fact, travelling hopefully means you believe in your heart you will arrive. We will find him at the end of the way.